Nobody's listening today, but you can still hear the program later on MOD or something, because you're all busy right now. Why is everybody so busy?
Well, because it's the night before Chinese New Year. It's Chuxi. Everybody's busy with their families and enjoying time together.
But we still have a lesson from our magazine, so we're going to tackle the lesson today. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm ready, too. Let's go.
Okay, our lesson today starts on page 30. What's the name of the lesson?
Well, the lesson today is called 10 Ways to Improve Your Life. Of course, it's a lifestyle article. You mentioned it's on page 30 in your February magazine.
And we can read a little bit. It says, tips to get you up and get the most out of your life. A good thing to talk about before a new year.
Well, I think a lot of people are getting out now. Some are getting home for the season. Some are even taking trips that Chinese people didn't used to do. But they're celebrating wherever Chinese people are all over the world.
That's right. And so they're some of the ones who are getting the most out of life.
And everybody likes to try to improve things. We think about improving our property, making it better, and different things like that. But improving our life is something else.
That's right. And New Year's, of course, is a very good time to make decisions about how to change your life over the coming year. And so hopefully today we'll be able to discuss some advice that our listeners will be able to use in their own lives.
That's right. Some people don't feel like they're getting enough out of life. They want to change the way they live, change some of the things they do so they can improve or make their life better.
So if you're one of those persons, then you'll enjoy this and the rest of us can look at it, look at the vocabulary. I think some of us are getting too much out of our life because we always seem busy. What do you think, Ruth?
I think that sounds like Peng Menghui Lao Shi's life. She's always busy.
Always busy. Well, we're so glad that Ruth could be with us, Su Lao Shi, and she's still here for a few more days. And then we have Simon Stops. How are you, Simon?
Oh, it's great to be here. I'm always happy to be part of your advanced panel.
Well, you know, Simon and Ruth are both working a lot on Let's Talk in English, but it's kind of fun to be on advanced too, isn't it?
Yes, it's fun to be able to use big words.
Yeah, it's a nice change of pace.
We're ready for that and ready for you. So let's talk about ways that we can make our life more interesting, if possible. And, you know, to begin with, when we look at page 30, there's several points here, and I think we could take the first 2 points. Let's do the reading from the very beginning down through line 14. Are you ready?
I am.
Ten ways to improve your life. Tips to help you get up and get the most out of your life. Do you ever feel like you aren't getting enough out of life? By doing a few simple things, you can brighten your days and make your life more fulfilling. 1. Get outside more often. It has been said that if you want to live a long life, you should spend as much time outdoors as you can while doing things that are not too physically stressful. Taking a half-hour walk every day will help you avoid depression and decrease any anxiety you may be feeling. 2. Trust your gut. Tune into your feelings, look at them, and work on understanding where the pain is coming from. All of the answers you need are there inside you.
Yeah, our article today starts off with a question that says, do you ever feel like you aren't getting enough out of life? And I think that a lot of people probably do feel that way.
I don't feel that way.
Well, not necessarily people here, but I think a lot of people definitely do.
That's true. Some people do, really.
This question makes me think of a saying we have. We say, like, you're stuck in a rut, which, of course, means you're sort of stuck in a track, like on a road, and you can't turn out of it. So you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
I think it has to do with your job. Some people, if they have a job, like they're just sitting at the post office or sitting at the bank as a clerk, and they just sit in that one place and give out money or whatever. They probably feel that way more. But here at Studio Classroom, we're doing school rallies and going out with Heavenly Melody and all over the world. We don't feel that way. So I think if you have variety in your life, you don't feel that way, Ruth.
You don't, because your life is different. You're doing different, exciting things. But some people, as Simon said, aren't getting enough out of life. They feel that it's the same, it's boring, it's stale, it's not fresh. So that's why we've got 10 tips here to help people get out of that rut, to feel like it is fresh and new again.
And it'll brighten up their days, won't it, and make their life more fulfilling. And we all like to have a life that makes the difference, that's more fulfilling.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing here. This article isn't necessarily just for people who aren't happy with their work lives or who aren't happy with their jobs. This is an article that's providing tips on how to improve your quality of life, and I think all of us could stand to have a higher quality of life.
Well, in some ways, I think, you know, we do, like you say, sometimes enjoy your job and what you're doing, but there's so much to see in the world. There's nature in the world. There's underwater world of scuba diving and all of these things that we need to get out and see, or we miss part of what's going on in the wonderful world around us.
That's right. And seeing those things and doing those things is part of what makes life fulfilling, meaning you feel like it's important, you feel like you matter, that your life makes a difference to other people. And in fact, if we look at the first point is to get outside more often. Leave your house, get up off the couch, go
That's
for a walk.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is an important thing, especially in modern life. People who live in cities, often we find ourselves spending most of our lives inside. When it's winter and it's cold, we get inside where it's warm. And when it's summer and it's hot, we stay inside so we can have our air conditioning. And we sort of lose touch with what's going on in the world outside around us.
But Simon, sometimes you do have a problem in the big city, because if you can't get outside of the city, you can go to gyms and places like that. But, you know, if you want to get outdoors and do things, and you instead of walk every day, if you walk along the street, a car might hit you. I mean, it's just not very good. It's no fun walking in the city, I don't think. Let's go to a park or something.
Well, that's true, I think. But, you know, I've been living in, for example, in Taipei City for probably a little over a decade now. And the city has changed a lot in the time I've been
that's
here.
That's true. They have waters. They have parks beside the river.
A lot of park development. There's
bicycle
lanes,
yeah.
All kinds of things like that. And so I think it is a lot easier to get out in many cities than it was at one time.
That's true.
In fact, urban planners have that in mind. They want to encourage people to do physical activity outside. I think of the city of Seattle. They've put in a lot of bike paths, and there's places to walk. Because, as it says in our article, if you want to live a long life, you should spend as much time outdoors as you can. But not necessarily doing things that are physically stressful, just taking a walk, just walking down the street and enjoying what's around you.
A half an hour walk, not a 10-minute walk, right?
In fact, I remember reading as well that there are ways that you can work walking into your day. For example, if you have to have a meeting at work, take the person outside and go for a walk around the park while you meet, instead of sitting in an office room.
What will that actually do for you?
Well, they're saying it will help you avoid depression and decrease any anxiety you may be feeling. And again, I guess it's important to mention that they're not talking about doing physically stressful things outside, like running or cycling to work. They're just talking about relaxing time spent outside, like a little walk, an easy walk in the park.
What I like about going for a walk or walking outside is that you can see things, like you can see the birds, the way that even in the city where they land on the trees and the poles, the power, and you look at the birds and you hear them and you see so many things, even in a city actually.
You do. I like to walk in the city because you can see so many things going on around you. It's hunre now. So you can see birds or sometimes squirrels or people doing different things. And it kind of helps to clear your mind. If you've been concentrating on a problem that's bothering you, sometimes you can just go outside and see these different things, and it helps you relax and think about things in a different way.
Well, we do have to avoid depression, because so many people have depression nowadays, and doctors give them pills, but that doesn't even help them sometimes. And it helps you think of something besides yourself. So get outside your own walls and walk sometimes. You do that every day, Ruth?
I do. I try to get out and walk maybe for an hour every day somewhere. But again, I live in Montana, so it's easy to find places to do
Montana's
that.
Montana's easy.
Except
to do that.
Now when it's so cold in the winter, sometimes it's just too cold to be outside.
Well, that's true. Right.
That's true. The other thing there, of course, is not just depression, but anxiety, so stress people may be feeling. I personally don't usually get too depressed, but I do feel stress.
Working at Studio Classroom?
Well, you know, it's a fast-paced life, so.
Right, that's right. But, you know, it really decreases your anxiety once you get out and think about other things. And if you're in the city, you might even talk to people along the way and wave at people and just see something else that's right inside wherever you're working. I think it's a good idea. But you should get outside more often. Now, sometimes people have dogs. I've noticed a lot of people walking their dogs. And I think that's one thing. It forces people to go outside because everybody should walk their dog every day.
Yes. In fact, that's the reason a lot of people do get dogs. One, for companionship, but two, it makes them get out of the house and at least go to the park a couple times a day to get outside.
That's true. So we all agree that that's a good idea and get outside more often. But what's the second thing that you're supposed to do, Ruth?
The second thing is trust your gut. Now, usually we think of your gut as your insides, where your stomach is. But here, gut means your feelings, your really internal sense of what is right and what is wrong and what you need. So you have to tune in to your feelings, meaning really understand how you're feeling and why.
Well, do you think people don't do that? What do you think, Simon?
Well, I guess the first thing I would say is actually usually when we use this phrase, trust your gut, we're talking about making decisions.
Yes.
So we're talking about, like Ruth said, using your sort of inner conscience, your sense of right and wrong to make a decision that's good for
you. How you feel about it, right?
That's right. But here it's a little bit different. It's talking about tuning into your feelings, looking at them and working to understand where your pain and your problems are coming from. So here when they say trust your gut, they're really more talking about understanding yourself and understanding the causes of stress and trouble in your own life.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I agree with the last sentence because they said all of the answers you need are inside of you. I find that lots of time the answers I need come from other people that you communicate with too. You trust your feelings, but sometimes somebody will say something and you say, yeah, that's exactly the way I feel, and it helps you confirm it. So the answers are not always inside of me, but then, of course, if you know God and you believe in God, you say, hey, God, I don't know how to solve this. You help me, and he gives you wisdom, and I kind of like to trust people who know more than I do.
Me too. But I think what they're also saying is that you need to be honest with yourself, and that when you're feeling bad, really face why you're feeling bad. Then you can get other people to help you with that. Mm-hmm. But until you admit the cause of those feelings, there's no way you can change them.
Right. So don't hold things inside of you, right?
Yeah, you might even add to that sort of understanding your role in your problems. Because a lot of people have trouble accepting that some of their problems are connected to things they have done, that they have some responsibility for the problems they are facing. And so if you're really, I guess the term we would use is introspective, which means you're looking into yourself for understanding. If you're really an introspective person that's looking in, it'll help you understand your problems.
But as Doris said, sometimes you need somebody on the outside to help you really see those things. So none of us exists alone. We need to be in a community to help each other. But I think the main point is you need to acknowledge your own feelings about yourself.
Feel secure in yourself.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Trust yourself, too. But still, you want to get some answers from other people, I think. They're not all inside you. But the point is that you have to determine that you are going to actually feel good about it, though. Let's read the next path. Let's read the last half of this article.
Three, make a new friend. You may think you have enough friends already, or that you don't have time to make new friends. But there is always room to add a positive person into your life. I'm not saying go online and look for friendship there. The idea is to get closer to people you may already know or see on a regular basis. 4. Get involved in your community. It's hard to open a paper and not see the charity events going on close by. If you have the desire to help out, act on it. You will make a difference in the lives of others, and you will feel better too. 5. Slow down. We rush so much of the time, and it's understandable with all that's going on around us. But if you relax for a moment here and there, just to take in your surroundings and what you are doing, it will make you breathe easier and help you enjoy whatever you are doing more.
Well, I like to make new friends. Isn't that right, Ruth? You've been with me. See me make friends?
Yes. Doris is very good at making friends. Anytime I'm with her, she makes friends very easily. She talks to people. She listens to them. She's very friendly. And I think making a new friend does brighten your life, because anytime you meet someone new, they give you a new perspective. You learn new things from them. And again, it makes you feel fresh.
Well, they say if you want to have friends, then you have to be a friend. So if you're not a friend to other people, then you won't have friends. But if I'm nice to Simon, he'll be nice to me. Now, isn't that right, Simon? You have to kind of be a friend to people, and you make a friend.
I will do my best.
You do your best.
You're kind of my boss, so
yeah,
I don't really have to.
But we like to be friends.
So be nice.
Even right. But, you know,
That's right.
Think you have enough friends. I think I have a lot of friends, but you think you don't have time. But there's always room to add somebody, and I love to add positive people. In fact, people don't like negative people to be their friends. So be positive, and you'll have more friends.
That's right. We sometimes have a tendency when we get together with other people to sort of talk about all of our problems and the troubles we're facing, instead of taking that meeting with other people as a chance to build each other up and encourage each other and talk about positive things. So that's a good habit to have.
I like this sentence. There's always room to add a positive person into your life, someone that lifts you up and picks you up instead of drags you down. And I think we all need that. And the article goes on to say that you're not supposed to go online and look for new friendships. You can just get to know the people in your life better, find out something new about them or a new aspect of them.
I think it's a little dangerous to make friends online sometimes, because people can say anything or be anything. And I think it's better to be face to face, and then you really get the feeling of the people more.
But yeah. Sometimes you even bring something up and you learn about something for a person you've known for a long time, but you didn't know that about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I didn't grow up in a city, and so when I first moved to a city, one of the things I found strangest was that nobody knows any of the people living around them, their neighbors and things like that. And so what he's saying here is, when you decide you want to make new friends, don't just go online. Instead, look around you at the people you've been ignoring for the last few years, like
That's
your neighbor
true.
Across the hall.
Get closer to them. You see them, you say hello, but find out how their family is. Or, you know, especially now Chinese New Year is a good time to do that. By the way, this is a good time to do that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, you know, you may see the same person in the elevator every day when you go downstairs. Instead of just ignoring them or pretending they're not there, talk to them. Say, you know, 新年快乐.
And Ruth, if you see some foreigners around, they don't know what Chinese New Year is about, then you can give them a friendly Chinese New Year.
That's right. Give them a greeting and maybe talk to them a little bit. They might welcome that.
That's true. But it is true that making friends really keeps people from being too depressed. But if you get friends who are very negative, then you're going to be depressed. So get friends who have a positive attitude, actually.
Yes, people who make you feel better and who make you think about the good things instead of the bad things. You know, we always make the saying that the glass is either half empty or half full. And you like the people who think it's half full. They have a positive view of life.
That's true, because if you have friends who are always criticizing or don't like this or whatever it is, and they're always complaining, that's going to bring you down with them.
Yeah, I think that's true. We all need good friends, though, right?
Yes, we do. And we do need friends sometimes to listen to us complain.
Yeah.
But they need to help us get out of that, too.
Yeah.
So most of us do make new friends all the time, don't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So everybody can do that. And, you know, sometimes you can just ask people, hey, do you listen to Studio Classroom? What about advanced? And then you can make an advanced friend, too.
That's right. And actually, that leads into our next point, because one way to make new friends is to get involved in your community, to do things that help the community and help people in the community.
That's true. Because there's always, you know, events going on, right?
Well, that's what they say here. It's hard to open a paper and not see the charity events going on close by. And so everybody knows about charity events going on around them all the time. You just have to open a paper.
There's all kinds of opportunities to get involved in your community. You can go to an old folks' home and just visit with people, visit with older people. You can go to a school and help tutor students. You can volunteer at an animal shelter and help pets that have been abandoned. There's all kinds of ways to get involved and meet people.
That's true. In fact, there's a lot of communities that do this, like the Lions Club and the Rotary and the Toastmasters. And people go there and get friends there. You can go to some church every week and meet a lot of new friends in church.
That's right. And so if you have this desire, you want to help out, act on it. That means do it. Don't just say, oh, it would be nice someday to get involved. Instead of saying that, say, tomorrow I'm going to do it. I'm going to act on this desire.
Well, and the thing about some of these clubs and things that we've mentioned, well, the good things about that is that they can work on projects together. You can't always think of things yourself, but if you join in some of these campaigns, like we had Let's Run, and a lot of people joined that, 5,000 people, and they made a lot of friends in that, and then they did something for charity. So join in some kind of a community effort so it will mean more, don't you think?
That's right. Yeah, and especially when you're involved in community projects and things like that, there's a very positive impact it can have on your community. But of course, the best part is we were just talking about making new friends and making positive new friends. And so if you meet people who are involved in making their communities better, chances are they're people who are positive thinkers. And so they're good candidates to be new friends.
That's right. And not only that, but with these new friends, you can make a difference in the life of others. You can help improve other people's lives as well. In fact, this is what counselors will usually tell people who are feeling lonely or sad. Get involved. Go make a difference to someone else, and you'll feel better about yourself.
And the interesting thing about that is when you see people who have needs like that, then you do forget about yourself. And the more you forget about yourself, the more you think about others, then you'll be happier, really.
That's right. And Doris mentioned churches. They're often good places to get involved in groups who help others because they want to show people about God's love.
And they have a lot of community projects they use in each area, don't they? Right.
Yeah.
So these are all things that we can do. Now, the last one says, 10 ways to improve your life is to slow down. I wonder what age you're supposed to start slowing down, Ruth.
Well, I don't think there's any particular age to slow down. I think slowing down meaning not doing as much, they just want you to appreciate life. If you're moving so fast and doing so many things, often you just can't just stop and enjoy your life.
Yeah, I think Ruth's right about that. I think they mean it's just important to take times through the day to relax and enjoy what's going on around you instead of always being rush, rush, rush.
Like going out and taking that half an hour walk.
That's true. And Ruth, you and I both like to read. And to me, that's very relaxing, just to pick up a book and read for a little bit. You like to do that, too.
Yes, I do. And some days it's very difficult to find even a few minutes to do that.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to do to relax, Simon?
Well, I like reading, but I also like sort of going out for a walk or going out for a drive, different things
like that.
Go to
the night market?
Yeah, sure. Sometimes that's stressful, though.
Yeah, but that's
lots of crowds of people.
But you can make new friends.
Yeah, you can make new friends. That's true.
Well, just taking your surroundings means to enjoy wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You know, wherever you are, there's things going on. See what other people are doing. And that will help you, too. It'll be relaxing.
Yes, and it will make you breathe easier, meaning it'll make you feel more relaxed. When you breathe easier, you are relaxed. You're not stressed. You're enjoying where you are at that particular time.
Of course, breathing is very important. It's very frightening if you can't breathe. But when you are uptight, you're nervous, then you can't breathe as much. But if you breathe easier and more relaxed, people say, Take it easy. Don't get too uptight. Don't get too excited.
In fact, sometimes that's just a good thing to do. If you're feeling stressed and your muscles are tight, just sit down and just take a couple of deep breaths, and it does help you to feel a little bit more relaxed. And then also try to find something good about your surroundings.
That's true. Well, I know a lot of you are going to be very busy the next day or two, but be sure that you get outside when you can during the holidays now. Make friends with other people. You'll be seeing your relatives. Make new friends. And also try to make a difference by helping everyone during the special season.
That's right. And just enjoy being together with your friends and your family and your relatives.
Yeah, take a chance, too, to rest and relax a little bit if you're preparing Chinese New Year dinner.
That's
yum.
Right.
Can I come to your house?
I don't know. You have to be invited way ahead of time, Ruth.
I know.
But anyway, it's really nice to have this opportunity to think of simple things like this. These are things that won't cost you any money. They're free.
That's right. They're free. All you have to do is do them. And to review, you want to get outside more often. You want to be in touch with your feelings or trust your gut. You want to make new friends, get involved in your community, and slow down.
And, you know, you might not have time to listen in tomorrow because it's Chinese New Year, but you can listen on the web and you can have it on demand. So there's no excuse for not finishing the article. So we'll be here tomorrow to finish it up for you, and have a Happy New Year, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.